magnifying mind, the three M's, the magic magnifying mind makes up stories and it tells me scary stories and it lies to me. And I always had this sketch of what a mother is supposed to look like and do. If you think about it, you go, where did I get that from? I watched the Brady Bunch. I watched the Huxtables, not Bill Cosby, the Huxtables. Y'all slow, y'all wake up, y'all eight, I know you sleep. I watch certain shows, and then I might have a friend or somebody in the neighborhood the way they mother. So what gave me the authority to think that mothers are supposed to act a certain way? Because my mother was one of those mothers that worked in the film industry. See, I said I'm from LA and I'm a Hollywood baby. And my mother worked in the film industry and she was black and tall and beautiful and dark skinned and had an attitude, a soul sister. See, I'm born in the 60s. I don't know about y'all, but I'm 63 years old. So, you know, I don't know if y'all know about this. Come on. Come on. Yeah, I know, huh? You see it. Anyway, you know, I was raised during that time, during the Panthers' time. But here I am, this little girl with skinny legs and big feet going to Catholic school, being raised on the west side of Los Angeles, and I'm predominantly Jewish and Irish and all kind of colors, and we're all coming together. My mother was a soul sister, had an afro as big as this podium, and walked out with... You remember the hot pants and the long sizzlers and the go-go boots, man. That was my mom. My mom was the bomb. I see it now. Thank you, baby. I didn't see it then. But she only parented the best way she knew how to parent. And after being beaten, my mother was the classic back in the 60s when a husband and wife got into a fight. You didn't get into that. And my father was in the military. And he would beat her, I mean, literally like Ike and Tina Turner type thing, till one day she raised up and said, not again. So she came to Los Angeles, which was home. She was pregnant with my brother, who's 5 years younger than me, and here I am, and here she goes, toting these two kids. My mother went for working for County General Hospital, and then she moved on to Lockheed Aircraft, and then she moved into MGM Studios. She was the only African-American in the 70s that was working in the developing rooms. She wasn't in front of the camera, she was behind the camera. And my mother had a good job and she was a veteran, so she purchased a home in a nice area in Los Angeles and raised her two children. I'm the girl that was raised with pink shag carpet and a canopy bed. Shut up, don't judge me, that you had to, anybody know about that shag? You had to rake the carpet, remember that? With pictures of Michael Jackson all over my room from the Right On magazine when he was regular Michael. You know, that. Oh, somebody talking about, oh, like I made him do that. Judge me. And I had the Catholic school uniform, and then I had the after school clothes, and I had my mother took us to plays and concerts, and we were well cultured, and we were able to go and know what fork to use, and I still didn't like my mother because she didn't love me the way I needed to be loved. And you guys came and told me that my ego is never satisfied. I don't care if she gave me the perfect love, there is something inside of me that's always gonna want more. It's the voracious predator. It always wants more. The ego, you can give it everything and it'll say, one more. Remember that movie, Little Shop of Horrors? Uh-huh, y'all, feed me, see more. That's what I call my ego. And you can feed it and it wants more bodies. It's just feed me. That's my ego. And I never knew about the language of the Alcoholics Anonymous until I got sober. But this is what I looked back on my life and I found out that it was. And she did the best she could. At 16, I had a car. And what am I saying? I'm saying all of this because the stuff and the things wasn't why I'm an alcoholic. The stuff and the things isn't why I felt so lonely about myself. The religion wasn't the reason why I was disconnected from a God. I'm agnostic. I didn't know that. But see, even more so, I'm skipping around a little because I'm going to give you a little book because I'm a book girl. I'm sorry, sue me. But they said men and women drink essentially because of the effects produced by it. I like how that stuff made me feel. I don't know about you, But that first, and that warm, ooh, I don't want nobody to relapse and say because the speaker was